Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Me in studio is Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, we'll talk about the Children's Hospital in the context. Will it be on the Cabinet agenda today?
It's not officially on the Cabinet agenda today, no, where most of this is coming from is briefing documents being prepared for the new Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. And God, it feels like Groundhog Day, doesn't it? How many times have we been in this studio talking about another overrun, another delay?
And each one of them comes in and says, not my fault. I mean, yeah. I wasn't the Minister when this was signed off.
It's been a millstone around all of their necks for ages that they have been passing on and passing the buck on. And it's sort of remarkable. Simon Harris, obviously, former Minister.
They all became Taoiseach, though, didn't
well,
they? Brian
Cowan
became Taoiseach. Simon Harris became Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar became Taoiseach. Jennifer, your time will come.
Should be eyeing up 3 or 4 years' time. Simon Harris, watch your back. Harris was speaking on the way into Cabinet about this. He was talking about, basically, it's not going to be 100 million, is what he's saying. They're going to push back on all of these. They've contested all of these claims. This is the way it's gone.
But it goes into the High Court, and there's no doubt.
More money then to defend the case.
Yeah, but the point is that they will say, listen, we had to move this wall from A to B, and this is the QS approved cost of doing that, and that's our claim. But so every one of those is going to have to be teased out and contested
in a really long drawn out process. But they have been doing that, and in fairness, a lot of them have been pushed back to first through mediation and then in the High Court. So a lot of the costs that BAM have put in haven't been paid out as well, is Simon Harris's argument on it. But it goes back to the very fundamentals of this, and to bring up the point that you were making about the maternity hospital. The whole problem with the Children's Hospital was going to design without a final design. Like anybody, you're building an extension in your house and suddenly you decide you want marble and you want an island and all this. Of course the cost is
going to
change.
I remember vividly, I had Leo Varadkar as Minister for Health in here, and he promised that the application, the planning application for the Children's Hospital and the co-located maternity hospital would go in at the same time. Now, we have no co-location of a maternity hospital. I don't think there's any room left in St. James. So the fundamental thesis upon which the location was based has fallen apart.
Exactly. There's going to be no co-location. But sure, all the promises on this, what was it meant to be initially? 650 million. It was meant to be open 6 years ago in 2020. We now are it has doubt as to whether it will even open in 2026, although they're saying spring, summer 2026 is when this hospital will start to open. Whether it's fully open by that stage and you've got everybody on board, that could be well into 2026. And when you look at the maternity hospital again, 2021, the estimate was 800 million euro for this. Last year, at the end of last year in November, the estimate was 2.2 billion. So we're like,
that's
how
mad.
Do you get a tripling in 4 years without this having gone to tender yet? It's crazy.
That's absolutely crazy. I mean, someone like Jimmy Sheen can build hospitals efficiently and to order by specking everything absolutely down to the last light switch in advance.
Yeah, which is what you should expect.
Anyway.
And it will be interesting because the tender hasn't gone yet. And if BAM is to win the tender for that, and they may do, look, I'm not saying anything about the tender process. There have been changes to the tender process since the last time. But if BAM wins that tender, and I imagine they will tender for it, this will be a millstone for the entire lifetime of this government.
Yeah. And of course, the tender process is actually quite transparent. And the track record before doesn't count.
Yeah. It's all based on this one, your one bid, the tendering in real time.
Okay, moving on to the other items on the cabinet agenda.
Yeah, quite a few on the cabinet agenda today. So I suppose the big one really is Ukraine. And Simon Harris is attending a meeting of the EPP, European People's Party leaders this morning. Ursula von der Leyen briefing them on those talks that took place in Paris yesterday with Macron and Starmer and others there to react to the EU effectively being sidelined by Donald Trump in this whole peace process, or these talks that are getting underway in Saudi Arabia today between the US and Russia. So the EU effectively trying to make themselves relevant again. Harris will brief the cabinet after that and also tell them that early next month he plans to bring forward a new memo for Ireland to provide €50 million in additional non-lethal aid to Ukraine outside of any of the EU procedures, because a lot of the EU funding is being blocked by Hungary.
By Orban.
By Orban.
Who's Trump's pal.
Exactly. And who is gumming up the EU systems. Quite a lot of frustration.
There's no way of getting rid of Hungary out of the EU, is there? I mean, there should be.
There should
be. When you get someone who's inimical to the objectives of the EU...
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
And against every policy, who's pro-Putin, quite apparently, there's got to be a way of getting in.
It's the structures that helped us so much when it came to things like Brexit, because obviously the idea of is if you don't have the United 27, we don't do it. We all stand with the weakest or the smallest member in theory. But then you get into something like this that shows how ineffectual the EU can be at times when Orban is just flat out able to block certain countries from sending weapons.
Well, if he wants to welcome Putin's tanks back into Budapest, it happened in 1956, so... You know,
yeah, it's
roll
not crazy.
Them on.
Well, I mean, look, this is the big problem that the EU face, and I thought John O'Brien on the show yesterday was brilliant on it when he said that effectively Putin and Trump have the same
goal
in getting rid of the EU and breaking down the unity of that bloc. And it was interesting to hear Pascal Donohue yesterday say at the Eurogroup meeting the most important thing that European leaders can do at the moment is stick together. That if this needs to be a moment of unity, like a Brexit, like a COVID was, to bring the bloc together. And if you don't, we're for nothing.
But Orban is the sticking point.
Orban's the sticking point. Giorgia Meloni was at that meeting in Paris yesterday and obviously was at the inauguration for Donald Trump as well. Her sympathies is there. You have, who knows what's going to happen in the German elections next week, even though it looks like the CDU are slight favourites at the moment. You still have the far right rising. The politics of the EU is much more fractured than either Putin or Trump faces domestically.
Now, the question of what we were doing at the European Security Conference in Munich, I mean, what role could we possibly play? I mean, we can't offer any help to anybody. Our armed forces are in flitters.
I think it's more about getting help for us rather than us offering help to anybody else. And it's been something that the Irish Taoiseach have been going to in recent years. It wasn't something traditionally we often went to, but Leo Varadkar started that tradition in getting there. And when you look at our position in Europe, the amount of undersea cables, that everything else that makes us a target in this new world of geopolitics, we have to be in the conversation, and it raises a whole bunch of knock-on questions about our neutrality, but being in the room, they feel, is better than not.
Now, we have a few other things. Generators for Ishka Aaron. I mean, that's micromanaging that particular company, is it not?
Well, I said get your act together and have something. It's sort of amazing. I think everyone found it amazing that after Storm AO1 that there wasn't easy access to generators for the recovery works, and the people were nearly 3 weeks without them. So James Brown, the housing minister, bringing a memo to cabinet today saying that Ishka Aaron is going to buy 100 generators to have on standby for the next time something like this comes down the line to increase the response. Some of the other memos maybe that we got, we can throw out but Section 39 workers, these are disability workers that work in the voluntary sector largely, haven't had their pay linked to public sector pay deals. There were talks, they broke up in November around the election. Norma Foley announcing she's going to reconvene those in coming weeks. So hopefully a bit of a pay rise for disability workers.
Pascal Donoghue has ruled out tax breaks for developers.
Really strong on this yesterday in Brussels. The question was sort of put, what do you make of this? We've got the housing subcommittee meeting, and there's been the suggestion floated within government that maybe tax breaks is what they need to get things back on track, get us closer to 40,000 and up to 60,000. And pretty much equivocally no is what Pascal Donoghue was saying. He has been very strong when it comes to we're not having one-off payments in the next budget. We need to rein things in a bit. There are tough economic times coming, and said there's absolutely no way we are going back to the early 2000s, to the Bertie era tax breaks for developers. Instead, it will be focused on more supports, I suppose, for people who are trying to buy a home.
Now, we had the Chinese foreign minister in town. We talked the talk. Did we talk tough to the Chinese about the Uyghurs?
If you believe them, yes. It was certainly brought up in Simon Harris's meeting about the human rights abuses in China, among a number of issues, including investment, including Ukraine. Can they do more to lean on Russia to sort of bring an entry to the war? How much we're going to be listened to by the Chinese foreign minister? I thought it was interesting that it just fell so down the news pecking order yesterday with all the other meetings around the world going on, because it's actually a fairly significant get for him to come to Dublin. And there's a lot of issues that affect us, not least with the likes of TikTok and other Chinese companies who want to keep going here and set up here and have nationals coming. So it was certainly mentioned. Was it mentioned strongly enough for China to care? I'm not so sure.
All right. Sean Devoe, our political correspondent. Thank you very much, Sean, for joining us in studio. Now, coming up later on News Talk, the US meeting Russia in Saudi to talk about Ukraine in Ukraine's absence. Speculation that it's all about carving up Ukraine's natural resources between the pair of them. But next, a painting masterclass from the Gaff Goddess.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.